Okay, 照例我们讲经以前哈，先念开经偈。So as usual, we will start our lecture by reading the verse of beginning the sutra. I believe every one of you has one copy in hand. Okay, so let's read it in Chinese first and English. 无上甚深微妙法。百千万劫难遭遇，我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。 The unsurpassed, profound and sublime Dharma is difficult to encounter even in a billion aeons. Today we see, hear, receive and uphold it, vowing to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagatas. 六宝今天有看到一些新的面孔，所以我还是复习一下我们这个前面三堂的课程在说什么。 So I see some new face today, so I will like refreshed. This is the fourth Dharma talk about the Sutra of Complete Enlightenment, so I will briefly refresh what we have talked about earlier. 那虽然说每一个主题，每一个菩萨问的主题呢，在这个经典里面呢可以是一个独立的章节，但是它的程序性呢其实是有一定的道理的。那第一个呢，就是刚开始的时候释迦牟尼佛呢，他示现神通，现了佛的境界，那文殊师利菩萨呢就问了，要怎么样修行，我们要怎么样才能够达到这个境界。那佛就说这个我们的圆觉自性本自具足，是因为被我们的无明障碍所遮住了。那这个无明的障碍呢，让我们觉得这世间一切的现象都是真的，包括我们的身跟心都是虚幻的。然后第二个呢，就这个普贤菩萨就站起来问说，好啊，那如果说我们的身心都是虚幻的，那要怎么修行？身也是假的，心也是假的。那佛陀就说，就远离啊，知道它是幻的就远离它，远离了就等于是一种觉悟。好，然后后来第三个普愿菩萨又站起来问说，是啊，要远离，但是呢万一知道可是做不到怎么办呢？有没有一个比较循序渐进的方法来修行？那佛陀呢就不厌其烦的告诉大家说，要怎么样修怎么样修这样子。那基本上应该前三个菩萨就差不多把问题问完了，把这个境界然后观念跟方法都讲了，可是我们还是有第四个菩萨，就是今天的金刚藏菩萨在站起来问问题。 So in the beginning of the sutra, that the Buddha manifest the supernatural power to manifest the enlightenment conditions, enlightenment state of a Buddha. And so the foremost of wisdom, Manjushri, he rose and asked question, you know, how can we practice to achieve this attainment? And the Buddha answered, you know, the complete enlightenment that is already in us is intrinsically completed. And it is because our ignorance that we cannot see our Buddha nature. And what is our ignorance? It is that we wrongly think that our body and mind are real, so we attach to it and then generate a lot of illusions. And the second is the Bodhisattva Samangabhadra. Okay, he rose and then asked, you know, if our body and mind are illusions, how can we practice? How can we use the illusory body to remedy illusory mind? And the Buddha answered, you know, Once you know that they are illusion, you already depart from it. So you already realize that they are not real, and that's one kind of realization. And we talk about four levels of detachment. And then the third Bodhisattva, universal vision, he rises and asks, you know, we know that they are illusory, but the problem is we cannot let go. Is there any gradual step that we can follow so that we can still achieve the goal? And then in that chapter, in last talk, the Buddha introduced different levels of method that we can contemplate in the retreat or in the daily life, so that we can gradually detach our attachment. So basically, from the three lectures or three chapters, and Buddha have already introduced the attainment of the Buddha and the concept of detachment and also the method of practice. So pretty much cover, you know, that whoever heard of this can go ahead and just practice. But why there are the fourth Bodhisattva rises and continue his questions. 那接下来的这个菩萨呢，叫做金刚藏菩萨。当他听到说，诶，前面的讲完了之后呢，他升起了一个深深的疑惑。这个疑惑是对于这个我们的自信，我们众生的来由呢，产生了一个疑惑。所以他一站起来问，他说，佛，您说我们本来众生本来成佛，我们本来就是佛，那为什么我们现在是无明的呢？那如果呢，这个无明是我们本来就一直存在的，一直就跟着我们的，那为什么佛您会讲说我们本来成佛？因为我们一直都以来就是无明的，根本就不是佛，为什么你又说我们本来成佛呢？那第三个问题哈，就更直接了哈，他就问说，如果所有的众生本来都是佛的成佛的哈，然后后来才产生无明的，那佛您现在是佛对吧？你什么时候再产生无明变成跟我们一样众生呢？那这三个疑问呢，其实是最根本的，就是问到了我们的众生由何而来，我们的生命的原始众生是到底是从哪里而来的。 okay, 那这就是我们今天要讨论的一个主题，分享在这个经文里面到底是怎么来展开的。 Then the fourth Bodhisattva called Vajragabhra, he rises and asks Buddha, you know, thank you for introducing those very important concept and method to us. However, I still have three questions. First, if Buddha, you say that we are intrinsically complete our Buddha nature. We are already Buddha. And why we have ignorance now? Why we are still ordinary sentient beings? Second, if this ignorance is always with us, why you say that we are intrinsically Buddha? The third question, if all the sentient beings have already accomplished the Buddhahood, and then later on generate ignorance, so that's why we become sentient beings, then Buddha, when will you generate ignorance and become a sentient ordinary people again? Okay. Very tough question, huh? So those three questions are basically ask, what is the origin of the sentient beings? Where or when do we come from? You know, why we exist as a sentient beings in the beginning. 那这三个，如果我们是老师坐在这里哈，不是对这个佛性的道理非常清楚的话，那大概马上就会被打败。就像如果我坐在这边，你们问我这个问题，我大概就被打败了哈。但是还好，我现在是在帮这个佛经介绍一下佛经的内容哈。那基本上呢，这个问题是不管呢是佛教徒也好，或是其他宗派的教的信众也好呢，都会来问这个问题的。那科学家、哲学家一定也不断的在研究跟思考这个问题：生命由何而来？那如果大家是学科学，大概多少耳闻听过所谓的演化论？那基本上呢有两派，大略的分有两派。第一派的人呢是所谓的演化学家，他的论点就是说，这个宇宙大爆炸，好，大爆炸之后慢慢这个星球形成了，星球形成之后呢，比如说在地球，我们现在还没有能力去 study 其他的星球，但是地球呢他就有一个理论，做了一个实验说啊，地球本来是这样，然后慢慢的呢这个有机这个分子形成了，最后有单细胞，所以我们生命的这个同样的共同祖先是单细胞，然后这个细胞慢慢的变多细胞，然后呢开始展开一个树哈，从一个细胞开始展开一个树，然后植物的、动物的哈，然后其他的那个微生物之类的，然后慢慢的动物啊，从最低等的虫啊，一直慢慢的变成猩猩，最后变成人，啊，这是我们最常听到的一个演化论的一个说法。Okay, so what is the origin of sentient beings, or what is the origin of life? This is a very long-term question asked by scientists or philosophers.Many people use different methods try to approach these questions and try to find a model or acceptable answers to this. Because we, all of the sentient beings, all the human beings, we are not live long enough to watch all the process. So we have to build up a model. And there are two group of people have two categories of model. One is called evolutionist. Okay, so they believe that all life stem from a single universal phylogenetic trees of a common descent. Okay, so basically we believe, scientists believe that maybe it's a questionable right now that the universe began with a Big Bang, and then all the planetforms, and the human beings only can study the Earth right now. So on Earth, you know, in the beginning, in the chaos, and then the organic chemicals form, and then gradually there's a cell, single cells, and then it become multiple cells, and then it generate a trees that goes one stemmed from for the planet, one stemmed from for animals, and then some for organism. And so it goes continued from, you know, like invertebrates, and then become vertebrates, and become mammals, and monkey, and then human. So that's a very well-known, like popular theory or model to explain the origin of life.那第二个呢是所谓的创世学派的人。好，那创世学派的人就不觉得说是这样了，他们认为说呢，其实是有一个创造的神，好，或是有一个能量，一个 power, 一个能力呢，他呢同时的创造了不同的起源， 然后那个起源再开始演化，所以它不是从一个原始点展开那个树，而是它有好几棵树的原始点。那我们人是其中一个比较高等的，那植物是另外的，这样子。那 There is another group of people, we call it creationists. So basically they believe that there is a God or a power that create living beings. And they all generate from different descent. And then based on that, it grows the trees. For example, plant has its own common descent, and animals has different descent. And they are independent of phylogenetic trees. They generate independent phylogenetic trees. And that's another, and I think for religion, especially for Christianity, especially in the Bible, it says that, you know, that this world created in 6 days, 7 days. No, the 7 days is rest, right? Okay, so the period is 7 days. 所以呢，在圣经里面，在尤其是宗教学家就比较喜欢这个是创世学派，因为大家都相信有一个神，有一个能量来创造这个世界。那像最有名的就是在基督教里面呢的圣经中有提到说，这个世界的生成呢是上帝在6天或是7天之内造成的。那他里面有讲，他还把步骤我来抄下来了。第一天这个创造这个地球太空时间跟光，时间跟空间基本上是。那第二天呢是创造什么大气层，第三天呢这个创造这个陆地跟这个植物，那第四天呢就创造了太阳星星跟月亮，那第五天呢就在创造这个海洋里面的动物还有鸟，空中飞的鸟，然后最后一天呢才怎么样，才创造动物跟这地上的动物跟人，然后第七天休息。就像我们现在不是一个礼拜有7天吗？第一天到第6天忙碌的工作，第7天休息，大家来这边充电，对吧？那这好像也是因为一个礼拜为什么7天的由来的，听说是这样子。So, most of the religions tend to accept the model from a creationist, because religious people believe that most of religious people believe that there is a God or a power that create the whole universe. Okay, so in the Bible, in the chapter of descent, something like that. Okay, it says that specifically described the creation sequence. Day one, God created earth, space, time, and light. Day two, God created the atmosphere. Day three, God created dry lands and plants. Day four, God created the sun, moon, and stars. Day five, God created sea creatures and birds. Day six, God created land animals and man. And day seven, everybody rest. Okay, so it may be that why we have 7 days for a week, that's because we followed, you know, the sequence here. So usually we used to work for 6 days, and the Sunday is a day for rest. And people come to church or come to temple and, you know, pray and rest. And that might be the reason. Okay.但是这样的一个解释呢，对于这个宇宙生成生命现象的产生呢，其实它还是不能令人满意的。那佛教，那在这个文章之中，那佛教怎么来解释，佛陀怎么回应这个问题呢？首先第一个问题，他说众生本来成佛，为什么会有无明了？那 佛他的回答就是说，其实我们本来成佛呢，指的是我们都有成佛的可能性，指的是我们成佛的潜能。就像说哈，我们在座的女众好了，只要我们都有子宫，都可以生小孩，对不对？但是呢，在这一生当中，有几个人真正生了小孩呢？有的人他是怎样？他不要结婚可以吗？可以。好，那他生病了，不能生小孩可以吗？有的生了小孩呢，他把他堕胎，对不对？那有的人呢，他生很多很多很多的小孩。好，有的人呢很年轻，18岁他就生小孩。有的人哦，50岁可不可以生小孩？有没有听过？好像有呢，齁。啊，什么时候？所以呢，一样的，我们每个人都有成佛的潜能。可是呢，我们要不要成佛？好，我们这个可不可，就是说这个会不会生病，以至于没有办法成佛？我们是很年轻的时候成佛，还是很年老的时候成佛？这不一样的，这是跟我们的因缘有关系，但是每个人都可以成佛，它是指我们的潜能而言。 So let's go back to Bodhisattva Vajagavara's question, you know, how the Buddhism deal with this question, the origin ofsentient beings. The first question, you know, if we have intrinsically accomplished Buddhahood, why we are ignorant right now? The Buddha said that why we are intrinsically Buddhas.It is referring to our potential to become a Buddha. That means everyone has the Buddha nature that we can see. But the problem is, are we seeing our Buddha nature? It's just like, you know, like all of the women. We all have ovary.And we have we all can bear a baby. We can get pregnant and have a baby. But in this world, for all women's life, how many people actually have a baby? You know, we can, the possibility is, first we can choose not to have a baby. We don't want to get married.We don't want to have a baby. That's one option. And second is, you know, I have some disease that I cannot have a baby. And also, I can have a baby at age of 18. And some people may have a baby at age of 50. Right? It's just like us.You know, we all have Buddha nature. We all have the potential to see our Buddha nature. But are we willing to do it? Right? Do we have like sickness so that we can see our Buddha nature? And maybe some of them can see the Buddha nature at very young age. And some of them will, you know, when they are very old. So it'sMaybe it's your face, your option, and maybe it's your sickness, and maybe it's the time, it's sooner or later. Okay, so Buddha says that that's why I say that, you know, everybody is intrinsically Buddha, means our potential. And so why we generate ignorance?You know, like the why we are sentient beings right now. In the sutra, or in the in Shifu's commentary, it says that, you know, actually, Buddhism will not try to answer or confirm these questions. It's because what we care more is we are ignorant right now. We are in a dream right now. How can we get out of it? 那接下来呢，就是佛既然已经说，其实是指我们的潜能。好，那为什么我们现在是无明的呢？我们怎么变成像这样的凡夫众生，烦恼重重呢？那在经文当中也好，还有在师父的这个书籍中也的注解也好呢，提到说，其实佛教呢，它不会直接正面的去解去回应这个问题，就是说佛跟众生之间的那个界限是怎么样跨过去的。那佛教更重视的是什么？是我们现在是一个在梦中的无明的人，我们怎样去面对它，去修行，然后真正能够看到我们的佛性。那师父举了一个佛经中的一个例子，他说当你被一个毒箭射中的时候，那你当下的反应是什么？你会选择去问说，哦，这个箭从哪里射过来的？谁射的？那上面有什么毒药？这个箭是什么材质？还是说你赶快把它拔出来救命最重要？你们会选择哪一个？先拔剑嘛，哈，拔剑拔出来再说，先活命再讲。那同样的道理，生命的起源这个问题非常非常的重要，可是它救不了你的命。你要先把你的命保住了之后，等你成佛了之后，你自然一切都明白了。不要先把我们的时间跟生命花在问这个问题上，然后呢一直在轮回之中没有办法出来。所以佛教的第一个对这个问题的第一个反应是说，先我们先不回应它。但是呢第二个呢是说，第二个呢是佛教相信一直以来就有众生，它不是从有变从无变有的。 Okay, so the first response, the first point is that why Buddhism chose not to answer this question directly. It is because there is no right answer that everybody can accept. And even though we understand these questions, it will not get us out of this samsaric world. We are still ignorant. We are still suffered. So there is a story in the sutra that Shifu mentioned that, you know, there is one person was shot by a poisoned arrow. Okay. So what would your next step? Will you ask, oh, who shot this? Where is that person? And what is the poison that is in my body? And what is the material of this arrow? Or you would choose to pull out the arrow immediately and start your treatment to save your life first. Okay. So Buddha say, once we admit that we are ignorant, that we didn't see our Buddha nature, the most important part is to get us out of the ignorance and see our Buddha nature. And don't spend our lifetime or many, many lifetimes just trying to find the answer for the origin why we become ignorant. Once we have to practice, we practice and we try our best to pull out the arrow and see our Buddha nature. And once we see our Buddha nature, we will know the truth. And next is Buddhism believes that the sentient beings exist always from the endless beginnings. Sentient beings already exist. 那为什么讲说佛教相信众生一直以来都是存在的，它不是突然有的。好，那就是说它一直存在的原因是因为它因为这个无明，所以众生一直存在。那这个无始以来的这个无明呢，它又不是永恒不变的无明，它是一直在变化的这个无明。那无明的特色呢有三个哈。那师父讲到说，无明的特色就是它是一个局部的、暂时的跟变迁的心理现象。那只要是这跟这个三个特征有关的呢，它所有事物的存在，它都是相互依存、互相关联的。那只要这个，就是说，只要这个东西它一具足的时候，你改变其中的一个因子呢，事情就跟着改变。好，比如说，我们讲暂时的，好，局部的是指空间上局部，在这个地方，比如说我们在东初禅寺这个地方。那暂时的呢，就是时间上的，比如说今天是现在几点？十一点半，好，是4月11号，2010年4月11号早上11点半。我们聚集在这里分享圆觉经。好，那变迁的呢，咳咳，啊，今天天气不错，这个法师讲的也还不错，这个同山道文也很捧场啊，蛮高兴的，但是等一下下去一吃饭，哇，好辣哦，哇，然后一下子呢好热哦，饭不知道够不够。我们的心念哦，就跟着我们的环境，在这个大殿里面呢，就哦听法很高兴。下面吃饭的时候就想吃多一点，然后出去呢又觉得天气不错，等一下等不到公车的时候呢又生气。心念，你看，你已经换了好几个地方哈，时间一直在改变，你的空间也在改变，你的心也一直在改变，这就是无明的特征。我们一直都在无明当中。Okay, so the second is that Buddhism believes that the sentient being is always there. It's not appear suddenly. It's always there. And why we exist is because our ignorance. And there are three characteristics for ignorance. First, it's localized.Second, it's temporary. And third, it's ever-changing. And these three characteristics contribute our psychological phenomena. So all our psychological phenomena has these three characteristics. For example, so localized means space, that we are all here at the Chan Meditation Center.And second, it's temporary. It's about time. Now it's 2010, April 11th, 11:35. We are all gathered here listen to the lecture of the Sutra of Complete Enlightenment. So the teachers, good. Audience, good. Space, good. And you feel good.And later on, when we go downstairs, we have lunch. Ooh, the food's good, spicy, wonderful. I want more. And later on, when you go out, the weather is good. I feel good. But when we wait for the bus for an hour, you start to get mad. So, you see, space-wise, you're changing from Chan Hall, the Buddha Hall, to the dining hall, to outside,and to the bus station, and the time from maybe from 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, and your mind is feel peaceful and feel hungry, feel joyful and feel angry. So all our psychological phenomena depends on the time, space, and our and it's ever changing. And these are the characteristics of ignorance. So basically, we exist in ignorance. So we are sentient beings. Ignoring sentient beings. It's always there. This 曾经哈师父有提到一个，他说，当我们遇到重大困难的时候，这三个这个特征呢有好有坏，但是如果你是一个修行人，你会想办法遇到困难的时候、痛苦的时候呢，你会想办法去改变其中的任何一个因子，让自己不要痛苦。那就是因为它不是永恒不变的，所以我们可以改变它。无明是可以改变的。那师父曾经，如果说我们遇到不可解决的痛苦，第一个可以做什么？第一个我们最常用的就是让时间来冲淡它，这个痛苦。比如说父母亲往生哦，儿子女儿往生哦，我们就让时间来冲淡它。那第二个可以选择是什么？你换地方，房子卖掉，换一个地方住，不要见景思情，看到他的东西，看到跟他一起生活20年的这个场景，你不断的悲伤，那你可以选择我换地方。那第三个呢？换心情，你可以改变你的心，用观念或方法改变你的心态。那这是无明，无明的特征。它无明，它其实不没有好，没有坏。好，只要我们能够抓得住无明的特征，然后知道它是无明的时候呢，你就已经可以远离无明。Okay, so those three characteristics.We are divided as ignorance, and it's not bad sometimes. For practitioners, once you know about this, once you know that we are all in ignorance, then when bad things happen, when we have like intolerable, bad things happen to us, then we can choose to changeAny one of it, so that to transform our suffering. For example, if your spouse or family pass away, that you are very sad for a long time, usually we will let the time wash away our pain, right? And second, we can choose to.Change space. You sell your house and buy another house. Okay, so you won't stay in the house that you spend 20 years with your deceased family. So every time you see the couch that he always lie down, you see everything that belongs to.Your family, you start to feel pain. So one way you change your where you live, and just let it go. And the third way that you can do is change your mind. Our mind is temporary. So change your mind, change your mood. You know, use either concept or method to help you change your mind so that you won't suffer anymore.So once you can use this, once you know that you are ignorant right now, and once you know how to change it, and you are detached from the ignorance, we cannot totally be free from ignorant, but we can detach from it. Okay. So let's get back to the question. So where does the sentient beings come from? 那我们还要再回来问，那到底是这个说众生一直在那边，那到底是怎么一回事？怎么来的呢？到底我们为什么一直存在在这里？哈，那我记得在有一部电影里面哈，好曾经提到，我不晓得大家有没有看过一部电影叫做《Contact》，很久以前哈。几年前，十几二十年前了哈。那个女主角她一直相信说，地球以外还有生命，高等生命的存在。那她用各种方法想要去跟他们接触，然后在那个过程当中，她有没有那个铁球不是这样掉下来吗？对于我们来讲根本没有什么改变，就这样直接掉下来，可能不到几秒钟的时间。可是他却经历了很奇怪的一个境界。那当他呢再出来，就是走出那个球，要告诉这个世人说，事实是我经历了怎么样怎么样，是我看到了什么什么多么美好的一个境界的时候，所有的人反应都是什么？你胡说，你那个球这样掉下来怎么可能发生这么多事情，对不对？所以呢，在那个过程当中，时间跟空间，而且他也没有离开那个球，他怎么会到海边去呢？所以那个时间跟空间是完全不是我们所能理解的。所以当他想要解释他看到的现象给一般人听的时候，一般人是没有办法接受的。好，所以当佛要解释呢，这个我们这个佛就是这个众生的这个存在跟佛的存在的时候呢，我们是没有办法接受，除非我们自己去体验它。Okay. So I remember, there is a movie called Contact by, Jodie Foster. Foster, right? Yeah. And how many of you have seen this movie? Some. Okay. So in the movie, okay, Jolie believed that there must be intelligent alien out there. So she tried all the methods, tried to get in contact with those aliens. And then he sort of find a code. He received some code and then he followed the code, he decoded the code and then followed the instruction. And then he built up a bowl. And that he can get in contact with those intelligent people. And so I remember there is a scene is the ball dropped from the air to onto the sea, and it's only take a couple seconds, but in that couple seconds the actress experienced something. She saw her father, she went to a beach. She saw a very wonderful, beautiful place. And he feel wonderful. And when he got out of the ball, and he tried to explain to people, and nobody believed it. You know, how can so many things happen in that few seconds? And actually, you are in the ball all the time. You didn't go to beach. You didn't go to anywhere. Right?He tried to explain, you know, I saw this, the time, the space is not what we think. Nobody can understand. Just like us, Buddha keeps telling that, keep telling us, you know, Buddha nature, sentient beings, ignorance, complete enlightenment. He tried to keep explaining, but we just cannot understand because we never get to that point. And so,Buddha say, you know, it's just like our ignorance is just like it's because we have samsaric views. 那佛说呢，为什么会是这样呢？为什么我们没有办法看到真相或是佛性？是因为我们有轮回之见。什么是轮回之见呢？在佛经上有几个比喻，他说，我举几个，他说比如说如果我们把眼睛这样定住，然后我今天拿一个火把，一支火把，那我就这样转转转，那你们看到的不是火把是什么？是火圈，是一个火轮，对不对？好，我们的心不够细不够定，所以我们看到的是动的，因为我们的心跟着动，所以我们看到了一个火轮。那更平常的就是说，如果我们去这个泛舟了，去坐船，有没有？我们坐船的时候，我们会发现说，哟，我们会觉得，是岸边的房子在动，不是你在动。我们觉得旁边的房子一直往后移，对不对？那你就会发现说，我没有动啊，是他们在动。好，我看这个火把的时候，你不觉得你的心在动？你觉得这个火把在动，所以它是一个火轮。那就是因为这样的，所以我们没办法看到一个真实的一个现象。那 then Buddha asked why we have samsaric views. And in the sutra there are many analogies, and I just give two of them. One is if we fix our eyes at some point, if I now grab a torch and I just keep circling it, and what you see is not a single torch, what you see will become a fire wheel. Why you see that? Because our mind is not subtle and calm enough to see the torch, and what we see is the fire wheel. If we can film it and play it in a slow motion, we can see that the torch is, you know, continuous in the, is a continuous torch. It's not a fire wheel. And the second is when we sailing on the river, what we usually see is the house on the riverbank is actually moving behind us. We won't feel that we are moving.We feel that the house is moving. Okay. So that's samsaric views, that we cannot see what the truth is, but we see the phenomena. What we see are all illusory phenomena. 最有名的哈，来，我们反过来看哈，大家有没有看过这个大卫魔术啊？那个把自由女神像变不见的有谁去了？没有人去哦，真有名啊！我刚刚还在网络上看，真变不见了哈。这个大卫魔术，大卫魔术呢？他，你好，自由女神真的不见了吗？你们相信她不见了吗？不相信对不对？可是如果你在现场，你看到她用灯光照射哈，然后那个。直升机飞来飞去，你不得不相信他当时是不见的，是你看不到的。他证明给你看不见，然后在场的人都会问说：怎么会不见了呢？怎么会不见了呢？好，可是，在我们然后一下子又出现了，对不对？可是我们也相信，我们也知道说这不可能不见的。但是我们的问题呢，会问说：哎，怎么不见了？因为我们看不见了，所以他不见了。对不对？那他可能是用了很多的视觉的幻觉，让我们觉得他就是不见。可是如果说今天我们一出生就看到那不见的，就是那里就没有自由女神像，那你要怎么样去跟那个小孩说这里有自由女神像，这里本来就是有自由女神像，他是绝对不会相信的。 OK, So there is a very famous American illusionist called DavidCopperfield. How many of you went to see the show that, you know, the the Statue of Liberty vanished. Nobody? I just went to the YouTube and see the show. And it really let you feel that it disappeared. And people there just like astonished. How come? Why it vanished? Why it disappear? Keep asking, you know, like, it's amazing, it disappeared. Why it disappear? You know, just like us, right? Keep asking Buddha, you know. Where is our Buddha nature? Why you say the Buddha nature is always here? Why we cannot see it? So, do you believe that the Statue of Liberty did disappear? You don't believe it, right? But why you cannot see it? Huh? The mirrors? Okay, no matter what. People just feel like it disappear. It's a trick, yes. See, we are all realized people. We know that it's a trick, we know that it's illusion, even though we cannot see it. Because we see it before. Right? So if a baby was born in front of the disappear statue, the baby never see the statue was there. Even though it vanished, the trick continued for 20 years. And the baby grew up to 20 years old. And the mother kept telling the baby, you know, there's a Statue of Liberty there. It's there. I know it's there. But just you cannot see it. Do you think the baby will believe it? You have to bring them and show them, or at least let it touch the statue, right? So it's just like us. Buddha say, the nature is there. Nature is there. Because the ignorance, because the illusion, we cannot see it. And we keep asking, you know, why I cannot see it? Why, you know, why you say that the statue is there? That's why we ask these questions. And, okay. So, again, in the sutra, there are more analogy. 所以在经文之中，为了要解释这个呢，他说，这个我们的眼睛，我去查到了，飞蚊症啊。当我们有飞蚊症的时候，我们眼睛不管飘到哪里去，那个点就跟着，对不对？那现在问题就是说，如果你一出生就有飞蚊症，你就会觉得说那个圈就是在那里，那是存在的，可是别人却看不见。那当有一天呢，把你的眼睛一治好了哦，就不见的时候，那你会不会问说，诶，什么时候这只蚊子会再出现？你会不会去问他？当你眼睛好的时候，你不会再问他了。为什么？你知道他根本就不存在。好，那这个花呢，不会因为你的眼睛有病而存在。所以，这个无明，它也是虚幻的。众生呢，也是虚幻的。无明存在，众生存在，是因为我们眼睛有病。那这两个呢，眼翳跟空花，它不是此有故彼有的。这个空花，这个幻花呢，它的产生不是说它你眼睛生病它产生的，然后你眼睛好了它就消失了，因为它从头至尾就没有存在过，它就是一个虚幻的。那我们讲轮回跟涅槃呢，也是一样的， 当我们的眼睛有病，当我们还是众生的时候，我们会讲轮回，讲无明，讲涅槃。可是呢，当你能够看到你的佛性的时候呢，它是不存在的。 OK, so there is an analogy in the sutra described, you know, when you have a, what is it name? When you have a floater disease, does that make sense to you? Floater disease? Floaters disease. So you will see, some spot. So no matter where you see, it comes with you, right? And so if you was born with this disease, and you will believe that that thing exists all the time. And sometimes you will ask, you know, why the flowers is there, and when will that flower disappear? Okay. But once your disease, your eye disease is cured, and you know that actually that spot is illusion, it does not exist. It never exists because it's illusion. Right? And so does our ignorance, our samsara. They are all ignorance. They are all illusory. So once we see the Buddha natures, we know that they are illusory, they never exist. It's not because you have the disease here. So that's why the flower exists. And when you cure, then the flower disappears. It's not like that. They are not coexist. The disease and the flower are not coexist. The disease make you feel that there is a flower, but the flower never exists. Same thing for sentient beings. We are ignorant sentient beings, and so we see a lot of illusory phenomena. And so we feel like we are in a samsara, and we know that we are suffered. And these are all illusion. Once we are cured, once we see our Buddha natures, those are the things that never exist. That's what the Buddha trying to tell us. Okay, so the third question. Will Buddha again generate ignorance? Will the Buddha again have the eye disease? 接下来第三个问题就是说，那金刚藏菩萨问说，那请问佛，那你还会不会再起无明啊？好，就是好，你已经成佛，对，你知道什么都是幻象的，那有没有可能说你在眼睛在生病，然后又看到这些幻象了，这样子？那在佛经里面就讲到了，他用一个比喻哦，他说就是炼金子，大家知道那个金矿有没有一块一块挖出来，什么杂质都有，对不对？那我们要提炼金矿，那把它炼成纯金。那请问这个纯金的金跟在金矿里面含有杂质的金是不是一样的金？这个金子的这个原子是不是一样的？是一样的嘛？哈，虽然它一个有杂质，一个没有杂质，它是一样的金。好，那当你它提炼成纯金的时候，我们会不会称它是矿？不会的。有杂质的时候，我们称它是矿，要提炼。炼成纯金的时候，就是纯金。当你一旦成佛的时候，我们就不再称它为矿了。它就不再是一个染污的矿了。So, in the sutras, Buddha tried to explain, you know, this concept. is that when we try to when we smelting gold ore, you know, like the ore that has a lot of different particles with the gold, and when we try to make a pure gold, then we sort of like there are certain process that we can to get a pure gold, but the gold, is the gold in the pure gold different from the gold in the ore? Do you think they are different? You know, the atom of gold, they are all the same in both places. One is pure, the other is impure. Okay. So, but once we already are smelting the gold, we find and we get a pure gold, we never call, it's no longer ore, it's gold. So the same thing, once we attain the Buddhahood, we are Buddha, and we are never, we are not called sentient beings anymore. So, 所以呢，在这样子一个过程当中，好，修行呢，它是必须，炼金的这个过程是需要的，所以我们才可以看到什么是纯金。当我们呢是这个金子杂染在这个矿物里面的时候呢，我们根本不晓得哪个是金，我们会以为那个杂质是金，就是在一堆里面，我们不知道哪个是真正的佛性，我们会以为我们的无明是佛性，我们会以为我们的身是佛性，我们会以为我们的心是佛性，可是它都是杂质。你唯有经过不断的提炼，不断的提炼之后，把这些杂质，也就是所谓的执着，好，虚幻的东西，一直去除，一直去除，去除到最后，不能再去除的时候，剩下的那个就是纯金，就是我们的佛性。所以我们必须要藉由修行才能够去看到我们真正的佛性是什么。但是当我们真正看到了我们的佛性是什么的时候，知道啊，原来金是这个，所以当我们看到众生就是还是矿的时候，我们一眼就可以看到它里面是有金的。所以我们会说众生都有佛性。当你知道金是什么时候，你知道每个人金矿里面都有金的。Okay, so we need a process of smelting, which is practice. Okay, so when we are like in the ore, there are gold, there are some contaminants, there are some maybe minerals, there are different things in the ore, but things we are ignorant, we don't know which is gold.Which is the real gold, which is our Buddha nature. So when you face the ore, people tell you, we have Buddha nature. You say, okay, I believe it, but I don't know which is it. Which is the Buddha nature? And we will think that, you know, oh, maybe our mind is Buddha nature. Our body is Buddha nature. Our conceptionOur consciousness, all the illusory things are our Buddha nature. We cannot tell which is gold. But through practice, through the process of smelting, you gradually detach the so-called contaminants.Let go the detached attachment, let go the illusion, and eventually, the things that you cannot detach, the things that you cannot let go anymore, are the one thing left is our Buddha nature, that is the pure gold. And once you see the pure gold, whoever you see,sentient beings. You see the ore, but you immediately can point out or recognize the goal in every sentient being. So you will say everyone has Buddha nature. Because you can identify gold in any condition. Okay? So that's why, and then Buddha say, once you become a pure gold, you will never be claimed as ore anymore. Once you can identify gold, you will not be deluded by other illusion. Even though you might manifest as ore, but you know where the goal is. Okay. 所以呢，佛就解释了第三个问题哈，他说会不会再起无明啊？基本上应该是不会了哈。那但是呢，好，这个我们的身心世界的一切现象，好，就是它这个如来呢，它是无时不在的，不管何时何处，我们都跟它在一起的。就像我们虽然是那个矿哦，杂矿，金一直跟着我们在一起，我们只是不知道它在哪里，可是呢，我们不能用我们的智力，用我们的 intelligence 来分辨它，好，所以要靠，只能靠修行，好，但是呢，借由修行或是信心体验到的佛性呢，它又不太一样。好，那师父举了一个例子，好，就是三只动物过河的例子。好，我们这些众生不是在这边一直修行吗？我们可能说，哎呦，哪天好像见性了，哪天真的好像让我们体验到什么东西了，那我们会觉得说，啊，佛性就是这个样子，其实还没有呢，可能还差得远哦。师父举了三个动物的例子，他举了一只是大象，一只是马，一只是兔子，这个三兽要过河，要过河就是从无明的此岸到觉悟的彼岸，要过河了，对不对？那大象呢，因为它很短很大很高大，对不对？它就一路从这岸走走走 touch ground 的走，走到对岸去，它完全知道这条河哪里有多深，走过去了。那马呢，脚比较短，身材小一点，它可能在两岸边的时候呢，他走过去知道说，诶，有多深深，踏到他觉得要不能再踏进去了，他就开始游了。可是他不知道底下有多深，但是他还是可以游过去，对不对？游到他可以触地的时候，他又继续走上去。所以他大概知道河的两岸有多深，但是他不晓得中间到底有多深。好，那兔子勒，兔子是从头到尾就从来没有触地过的齁。从头到尾他只能靠游的，不然他就被淹没了。他从头到尾就是这样游游游过去，诶，他也从烦恼的此岸到了这个彼岸去了，但是他自始至终不晓得河有多深。我们体验佛性也一样哦，我们从无明的此岸到彼岸，就诶，好像诶，烦恼断尽了，好像应该是成佛了，见到佛性了。可是每一个人因为他不同的体验，他对于佛性有多深多广是不一样的。阿罗汉也见佛性，但是他理解的佛性跟佛看到的佛性是不一样的。 So you know, we need practice and we know that the Tathagata, our Buddha nature, is always there with us anytime, anywhereAnd we learn and practice, try to identify our Buddha nature. But we cannot use our intelligence to identify it. We have to use our faith and practice to really, truly experience it, experience our Buddha nature, so that we can identify it. However, different people, different level has different experience. So the level of Buddha nature, the depth of the Buddha nature are different for every person. So Shifu give a story, an analogy about three animals try to cross the river. So there is an elephant. Elephant is a huge, long leg. So he just touch the ground, step, cross over the river. So the elephant knows every depth of the river. And he crossed the river from the ignorance to the other shore, the realization shore. The horse, the second one, shorter. So he stepped down to the river and then touched the ground, maybe along the bank area. And when he get to the center, he cannot touch the ground anymore. He start to swim. And then he swim over that dangerous, very deep zone. Then he start again, can step, touch the ground again. Then he cross the river. And the third animal is rabbit. So the rabbit never get a chance to touch the ground of the river. From the beginning, he swim all the way to the other shore without knowing, you know, how deep the river is. Okay. All the animals cross the river, but the realization is different for the three animals. So we might, maybe through diligent practice, maybe one day when the causes and conditions and consequences ripened, we see the Buddha nature. Maybe for 1 second. Okay? But the depth of the understandings are different. So Sifu usually, you know, tell us, you know, you may see your Buddha nature, maybe just for 1 second. It's just like a very cloudy sky. Just 1 second, the clouds open up, and you see, oh, there is a sun. And then the clouds close up again. Okay? And for some, maybe for the horse, it's like, you know, cloudy sky. Not very cloudy sky. There are some clouds there. So you sometimes you see the sun, and sometimes the clouds come and the heat and sun, but you know that sun there, and indeed, most of the time you can see the sun. And for elephant, it's cloudless sky. Maybe like today. So there is no cloud in the sky. You always see the sun. Okay? So, the how deep do you can see the Buddha nature and how long is different. 所以呢，这个三兽过河的这个例子呢，也是印证了师父常常告诉我们说，修行的过程当中，我们很有可能会有见性的经验。但是这个见性的经验呢，它很可能只有一秒钟的事情。它就像天空哈，我们呢众生是乌云密布。有一天经过努力的修行，忽然之间那个云打开了一下下，让我们看到哇，原来云之后后面有阳光，有一个太阳。你看到了这个阳光，看到了太阳下，你终于相信，我们终于相信这个世界有太阳的存在。然后如果你是那只马了，你可能只是一个什么这个多云的这个天空。虽然云呢常常被太阳被常常被云遮住了，可是你也常常看到太阳。那如果是大智慧的觉悟者的时候呢，他是怎样万里无云的晴空，太阳就是一直在那里，你的太阳也不会被云遮住。但是不管是乌云密布，不管是晴空万里，那个太阳就是一直在那里。 OK， 就是我们的佛性在那里。 OK， so no matter your sky is very cloudy or no cloud, the sun is always there, which is our Buddha nature. Just the is the matter of we are seeing it or not. Okay. So let's get back to the movie of contact. So people ask, in the book, I saw people ask, you know, oh, yeah, right, practice, life is illusory. Then people still ask, so what is the meaning of life? What is the meaning of life? If we have already have Buddha nature, you know, why we need to go through all this process, we come to this world, and then we grew up, then we get married, and we make money, and we retire, then we die. In life after life, what is the meaning of life? So, the movie of contact, in the end, so the student asks the Jodie Foster, say, you know, do you really believe that there is alien out there? And the teacher say, that's a very good question. What do you think? Students say, I don't know. Teachers say, that's a very good answer. But, you know, if such a huge universe, only Earth has living being, wouldn't that be a waste? That is the question you have to keep pursuing, try to find the answer for your whole life. 所以在那个这个 contact 的电影最后的时候，那个学生就问那个女主角说：“老师啊，你真的相信有外星人吗？他方世界有众生存在吗？”那老师就说：“嗯，这是很好的问题啊。”那他就问学生说：“那你觉得呢？”学生说：“我不知道。”老师说。这是一个很好的回答。那我只能告诉你说，这个宇宙这么大，如果呢只有太阳系里面的地球有众生存在，那不是很浪费吗？很可惜吗？ So then, the master 继承，a master 继承 ，he。He sort of conquered this kind of dialogue. He said, what's the meaning of life? When the disciples keep asking him, what's the meaning of life? And Master Jisen said, that's a very good question. What do you think? The student said, I don't know. Then Jisen Basu said, that's a very good answer. But you know,it's getting louder. But you know, we human beings has a very elegant body. And we have a very powerful, very potential mind. If there is no meaning, wouldn't that be a waste? 继承法师版，他说，因为很多信众就问他嘛，他说老师，法师，这生命到底有什么意义吗？那继承法师说：“哇，这是一个非常好的问题，你觉得呢？”信众就说：“我不知道。”这是一个非常好的答案，像参话头一样，不知道。那继承法师说：“我们有这么精致的身体。”还有这么无限潜能的心，如果它没有任何意义的话，不是很可惜吗？所以呢，不要去自杀，再怎么样痛苦的事情，我们的身体和我们的心都可以超越它。 So I just say, you know, don't suicide. OK, no matter what obstacle, what difficulties you encounter,
We can use illusory body and illusory mind to overcome it. Because it is illusory mind and illusory body are actually the manifestation of our Buddha nature. It's just like if you remember that last talk, I used the analogy of H2O. If H2O is our Buddha nature, no matter you are water, snow, steam, or water, you are still H2O. It's the causes and conditions that make you manifest as different forms. And it's the causes and conditions and karma that make us manifest as sentient beings, ordinary people, with ignorance. But we still have Buddha nature. And when we start to practice, when we start to examine our body and mind, we will one day find our Buddha nature. So, 记得上次我们提过用 H2O 当例子吗？我们如果 H2O 代表我们的佛性，那它因为因缘、温度、压力的关系，让我们呈现的是水啊、冰啊、雨啊、什么水啊，这都是因为因缘的关系，让我们呈现各种不同的形态，让我们呈现是一个凡夫众生或者六道的众生。但是呢，不管六道哪一个众生，我们都是 H2O， 我们都是有 Buddha nature 的。那就是要靠我们的修行来，一旦觉悟可以看到什么是我们真正的本性的时候，那不管我们，那我们这时候呢，就是靠我们的愿力，菩萨是依愿力呈现众生的形象来到世间救度众生，他可能会示现成一个凡夫众生来告诉我们说你的金子在哪里。 So once you can see your Buddha nature, you will manifest as the Bodhisattva. You manifest by your vows, not by your karma, as ordinary sentient beings. You come to this world as ordinary sentient beings and get along withgeneral people and try to point out where our goal, where everybody's goal is. That's what we call Bodhisattva. So practice is very important and make vows are also very important. And last, I would like to share what Shifu say, you know, what's the correct attitude toward our life.那最后呢，就是我们知道我们要不断的修行。那师父说，我们应该抱持什么样的人生态度？已经发生的事情接受它，还没有发生的事情，如果它是有利的，就要促成它；如果还没有发生的事情，可能是不好的，就不要让它发生。好，所有的事情就是尽心尽力的去做，但是不要有得失的念头，一切都是因缘和合的。不要想要追求快乐，不要逃避痛苦。当我们用方法的时候，把所有的一切观念也好，方法也好，什么目标也好，通通放下，就是用一个很平常很纯净的心努力修行就对了。So what is the correct attitude toward life? Shifu say, you know, what have already happened, accept it. What have not happened yet, if it's beneficial, make it happen. If it's harmful, try to prevent it to happen. And no matter what happened,Do not have the mind of gain or loss. No gain, no loss. Everything is causes and conditions. And when we practice, try not to pursue happiness, neither escape from suffering. And we are not afraid of samsara, and we are not pursuing so-called Buddhahood. When we practice, let go of all the concepts, all the intellectual interpretation. Just use your pure mind, single mind, to practice your method. And no matter what your progress is, just use the method. 那最后佛最后还要跟金刚藏菩萨说一句话，他说你的问题啊，就像是在梦中看了一部电影，然后来问我说这个女主角什么时候会再遇见那个男主角，这不是正问，不是正确的问题，这个问题根本就不存在。那师父那个佛陀已经跟金刚藏菩萨讲了哈，你这问题问得很好，但是这不是正确的问题，这问题根本不存在。那接下去还有没有菩萨敢问问题啊？我们讲十二位菩萨才讲到第四个哈，佛陀就已经跟你讲非为正问哈。可是后面还有八个大菩萨很有勇气，因为到现在我们还没有开悟嘛，还是要继续问问题，所以接下去还有八个问题。 So in the end of the chapter Buddha say Bodhisattva Jabragava, you ask very good questions, but your question is just like a person in a dream and watch a movie. It's just like a person watch a movie in a dream and you ask me, you know, when will the lady meet her boyfriend again? It's not the right question and the question does not exist.So this is not a correct question. So at this point, do you think that any more Bodhisattva will ask questions from now on? Yes, we have 12 Bodhisattva. This is only the fourth. We still have 8 very brave and very kind Bodhisattva still keep asking questions for us, because here, you know, we hear 4 answers from 4 different questions raised by different Bodhisattva. We still did not see the Buddha nature yet. So the following, we still have 8 Bodhisattva's questions. 那下一位是谁呢？下一位哈，就是他当然是最着急的，因为他是当来下生弥勒尊佛。他这下想说糟糕了，他是下一个要来说佛世界度众生，他面对这么众生，佛这样的讲还不能让我们成佛，对不对？那他要怎么办呢？他来到这个世界上要用什么方便的方法才可以让我们这个很 stubborn 的众生可以成佛呢？看到我们的众生，他要怎么样去指点我们才可以看到这个经呢？所以他是下一个非常勇敢再站起来问的哈，不怕被佛骂，就站起来问哈。那他问了一个很重要的问题：我们都在轮回之中，要怎么样断除轮回 ？OK, so the next one is Bodhisattva Maitreya. He is the one who will attain Buddhahood and who will guide us in the next generation.So he will be the next Buddha, like teach us, come to teach us. So he cared this very much, you know, like Buddha's teaching can help us, but you know, we ordinary sentient beings are so stubborn. It's hard to, you know, very stubborn, it's hard to teach. So he asked the question, basically ask Buddha, you know, how should I come to this world and help these sentient beings?To see their gold, you know, And so that came to our next topics for the lecture is, you know, how to sever the cycly existence. How can we all sever the samsara? That will be the next topic. Thank you. 今天节讲到这里，谢谢大家，阿弥陀佛。Okay, let's finish with the verse on merit transfer. Okay, so again Chinese verse and English. Okay, please join palms.
愿以此功德庄严佛净土，上报四重恩，下济三途苦。若有见闻者，悉发菩提心，尽此一报身，同生极乐国。
May the virtuous merits adorn and glorify the pure land of the Buddhas. Upwardly we repay the four layers of gratitude. Downwardly we alleviate the sufferings of the three destinies.May those who see and hear the Dharma generate Bodhi mind. Exhausting this body of retribution, may we be reborn in the land of supreme bliss. Thank you.